Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Obviously, you know who I am if you're following me or listening to my podcast. But for those of you maybe who are new, as you know, I'm Anna Rova, and I run a powerful group coaching program helping single successful women attract committed masculine men. So today, I actually am coming to record this video on Instagram and also do a quick podcast episode answering or addressing a question, I guess, from our client group. So we have an amazing community of women who we work with, obviously, and they ask a lot of questions, depending what they're dealing with in their dating life with men and so on and so forth. So today I'm answering a question about, which I find is extremely important for us to talk about. So a client of mine, let's call her Jane, she's basically said that she's dating and seeing this guy who would do anything for her. These are her exact words. He would do anything for me, and is just an amazing guy, but I don't feel like I'm in love with him. But my friends say that he's amazing, and I would be foolish to end this, something along those lines, right? So it's a really interesting comment that I wanted to address, because that goes into the realm of basically this Jane is pretty much seeing or dating a feminine man, or a man who is in his feminine energy and is a nice guy. And that's not very attractive. So the polarity is not set up properly there, in my personal opinion. So basically, when you find yourself saying he's, for example, about a guy, right? He's such a nice guy. He would do anything for me. He would be an amazing father. My mother would love to invite him over and like tell him stories. Or, you know, he would be such an amazing, nice guy. And it was interesting because on our group coaching call today, another client of mine, Natalie, says that she's seeing this guy and he's extremely spiritual and talks about his feelings a lot and all of that. So she was kind of not sure whether she should continue and all of that. And my first question to everyone in this particular situation is, how does it feel? Right. So I asked Natalie, well, how does it feel when he's showing up like this? Right. And she's like, well, I think it's great that he's in touch with his feelings, but something isn't right. And I'm questioning, you know, whether this is a good dynamic, because I don't want to fall into my previous pattern of being with a man who's totally in his feelings and I'm wearing the pants and that doesn't feel good. So, and I ask her, do you find yourself attracted to this man? And of course she said no. And then I ask, and this is something for you to ask, if you find yourself in a relationship or seeing a guy who is a really nice guy, to ask yourself, are you attracted to this man? And also, who's holding more space for whom? Like I asked Natalie, and this is the same thing for Jane, because I know Jane will be watching this. Jane, do you feel like this? You can completely trust this man. You can completely break down and let him take care of you and himself when shit hits the fan or when things go down. My sense is that your answer would be no. And so when you know that you're not attracted to this man, you can't completely trust him, let go of control and just let him lead, then you know that you are in the driver's seat and you know that polarity is reversed, which means you are in your masculine, he's more in his feminine. So, and I know there's a lot of questions around this, and, you know, I always say feminine and masculine are just labels. And it's what matters is what you feel in your body. You know, most women identify with the feminine essence, which means we want to surrender, we want to let go, we want to be taken, ravished and taken care of by masculine men. So when we are with a guy who's the nice guy, we basically know that we can pretty much walk all over him one way or another at one point. And so if you do not stop this dynamic or reverse this dynamic from the beginning, you might end up being in a very long-term relationship, maybe even marrying. I have a lot of clients who've been married to these men and walked all over them, told them what to do, had children with them. And look, every situation is different, but at the end of the day, that's not fulfilling. You're not going to be attracted to your man. You're not going to respect him. You're not going to trust him. And as a feminine essence woman, we have a deep need to feel safe. We have a deep need to let go of control and be taken care of. So basically that's it. You know, it's like a 5-minute quick thing, but it's so important. And I know this because I have been in a very long-term relationship with a man who's feminine. Well, let's address this because this is important. Because Natalie asked me this on the call today, is he feminine? So when we talk about feminine men, what I mean, and of course in this whole polarity thing and feminine and masculine, there's so many explanations to this, but as you know, feminine masculine is just a spectrum of energy and they're sitting on opposite poles. And so that's why they're attracted to each other. The more you're on your feminine as a woman, the more you're attracted and you're attracting masculine men, because the more you allow to, the more you let go of control and surrender and let yourself be in that energy, the more you're going to attract masculine men, because they're going to be attracted to that as well. And that the reverse is true, right? Like when you are a woman who's very much in your masculine power, making all the decisions, leading the relationship forward, you're going to attract feminine men. Now, when I say feminine men, it means that at that point in time, in their energy, they're going to be in their feminine energy. Just like most women identify with a feminine essence, most men identify with a masculine essence, right? And just like when most women identify with a feminine essence, there's a lot of cases, especially today, where women predominantly operate from their masculine energy, go, 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 push, 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 in their work and in their lives. But the problem becomes when they bring the same strategy, mentality, energy to their dating life or their relationships with men. This is where things become a problem. And the same thing for a man to be a masculine essence man truly deep down inside, but just not knowing, not having the experience with his own masculinity, with his own manhood, not being able to given a chance or an opportunity, you know, to see just the same, you know, when I work with women, it's all about looking at both sides. There's no working on your femininity or working on your womanhood and really stepping back and being in your body and figuring out yourself in relationships without seeing the other side as well, without looking at the masculine journey, understanding rites of passages for men, what they go through. One of the biggest aha moments in the program when women work with me is really developing empathy and curiosity for the masculine journey, because women have no idea, absolutely oblivious to what's going on in men's lives. How do they think about women? What do they want from women? Like, no idea. What is masculine energy? So in the program and how we work with women is really providing them the tools and knowledge about that. And by the way, if you're interested, I've interviewed plenty of men about this on my podcast as well. So you can check that out for sure. So coming back to what we mean by feminine men, I mean, look, some men, about 20% probably, really identify with a feminine essence and are really, truly, indeed feminine men, just like some women identify with their masculine essence and are truly, indeed, masculine essence women. How do you know? Well, if there's no problem in you as a woman being in your masculine energy all the time and being with a man who's feminine, if you're happy with that, then no problem. You should probably not even listen to this podcast or to this IGTV live. But from my experience, we know that most women are just exhausted of doing all of that in their lives, driving things forward in their career, jobs and all of that, and doing that for their men in their relationships. This is why things are breaking down. So for men, it's the same thing, right? If he's a feminine essence man, and some men are truly deeply connected to their feminine and prefer that, perfect, nothing to change. However, most men, it doesn't feel good in their bodies. Like literally, if you talk to a lot of men who are nice guys, deep down inside, it doesn't feel good to them, because men are wired to be protectors, providers in their nervous system and in their bodies and all of that. It's evolutionary psychology and biology. It's not even esoteric concepts, because I've studied and researched this extensively, trying to understand, you know, what is this polarity thing and how does it work? So when I mean feminine man, I mean at that point in time, this man is acting from his feminine, which means like he's connected to a lot of his feelings. And a lot of the times, it's because men are just used to that. You know, men are used to women telling them what to do. Since they're little boys, you know, they were raised by mothers, and a lot of them, there's a loss of masculinity. There's no proper role models. There's no rites of passages. Men are lost today. right? They don't know anymore what we want. Do you want me to open the door for you? Or are you going to be actually insulted if I do that? No idea what's happening. And so they date women who tell them what to do, drive the dynamic forward. And so for men, it's quite challenging to go out there and like explore this dynamic because every woman is different. So that's why I always say, you know, as women, if we understand this dynamic, we need to set our boundaries, know what we want, and when we're clear on that polarity dynamic that we want, we can communicate that to the man. We can lean back and allow him to step forward. So a lot of nice guys are just nice guys who are in their feminine and who have not yet explored, developed, or come to their mature masculine. And that's okay because we're all in our journey just the same way as a lot of women have not come to their mature feminine, right? So yeah, in the case of Jane, for example, you know, she's seeing a guy, the guy would do anything for me. That's not attractive. You know why? Because a masculine man's priority is not the relationship. It's his mission. It's his purpose. And when you feel that as a feminine essence woman, that he's unwavering, that he is going to stay on course no matter what you say. David Deida's book, The Way of the Superior Man, that I sent to all of my clients, he talks about this example when there's a war. And obviously, you know, who goes to war? Men go to war to protect and provide. I mean, most of the times, right? And I hope that's going to stay the same way. So, you know, he talks about this moment where there is a couple and the woman wants him to stay. The woman really wants him to stay. Why? Because obviously she loves him and because there's fear of death. Sending your man to war is probably one of the hardest things to do in life because you know that this might be the last time you're going to see him. So she wants him to stay, but she also wants him to go. Because if he stays, then he had succumbed to her desire, to be with him. And she's not going to respect him for it. But when he goes and he says, I'll be back, I'm going because I'm protecting you and I'm protecting my country and I'm protecting the values that what I believe in, that is a man that you will respect all your life because he's willing to sacrifice that. He has a mission. He's on purpose. He's willing to sacrifice his life to protect you and your children. And as much as it's heartbreaking, this is a scenario where you're going to respect that man a lot more than the man who just stays with you and hides. So that's the best example of how I can explain it. And so for Jane and for Natalie, I think the answer is very clear that this man, if he would do anything for you, that means that you tell him, please stay with me and don't go to war and don't protect your country and the children and all of that. He stays with you. Great. But you're not going to respect this man and eventually you're probably going to be walking all over him. So you don't want that. You don't want that long term.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training, how is this different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Lie of Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So that's pretty much it. That's my message to Jane. I've modified your name, Jane, because I'm keeping your privacy. And that was my message to Natalie, Tabata Julia. What was her question? Her question was, I'm with a man who, this is a question coming up on Instagram. And if you have questions, by the way, please ask me because I'm willing to answer. Her question was, I am seeing a guy who would do anything for me, but I'm just not in love with him. But everybody else tells me that, you know, he's an amazing guy and I should stay, right? I had exactly the same situation when I broke up with an amazing man, just amazing, would do anything for me, you know, all of that. And I came home to my auntie and my auntie was devastated. She was like, what did you do? And everybody was against it. Everybody was against it. But deep down inside, I knew that this is never going to work. I'm not respecting this man. I'm telling him what to do. I'm driving things forward and it doesn't work. Sonia is asking, how should I simplify this down to a first date scenario? I'm assuming you're asking about the polarity dynamic. So Sonia, if you go to my IGTV or everybody listening to my podcast, I have 10 rules of being claimed, 10 episodes where I explain the whole dating dynamic and how to keep that polarity dynamic from the beginning, how to basically create your dating funnel with intention following all these rules. So I recommend you go in there. What causes a man to be unsure about you? What can I do in this situation? This is a very general question. If you can clarify that, I'd be happy to answer. What causes a man to be unsure about you? Many things. If you clarify the situation, I'd be happy to answer that. Tabata, is it different to be an amazing woman that would do anything for your man who works so hard? Very good question. What if it's reversed? What if you're the one who will do anything for your man? Yeah, really interesting question. My thoughts on this is that, well, first of all, obviously, we always say that, you know, this polarity stuff is basically, these are roles that we choose to play. And it's a filter that when we play roles in relationship, first and foremost, the first priority is always you and taking care of your sovereignty of what you want, about who you are, your values, and so on and so forth. So I think there's a difference about I would do anything for you and kind of this almost like martyr victim thing, you know, where you're like, oh, you have to put yourself first always. If you're putting your partner first or anybody else, in fact, first, that's not a good scenario for anyone, especially if you're a woman, because you are the epicenter, the nucleus of the relationship and of the family dynamic. If you're depleted and you're out of resources, then everybody's unhappy. You know, happy wife, happy life. Rule number 10 of being claimed. I did a whole episode about that. So if you're depleted and you're putting everybody else first, and that's what we're rewiring when we're working together with women in our program, it's like, no, you come first. But I understand your question, Julia, because the difference between the masculine and the feminine, as the masculine's first priority is freedom and his mission and his purpose, the feminine's actually priority is relationship and is love. David Data always says that, always. Well, he says, and I always say, you know, There's a really great quote that says, if a man is complaining about something or is unhappy, the cause of his unhappiness is because he's feeling trapped. That's why I always say, a man who feels free with you in a relationship is the happiest man in the world. But for a woman, if she's unhappy, for a feminine essence woman, if she's unhappy and complaining, it's all because she doesn't feel loved. That is the difference. And so that's why women are so obsessed about relationships, right? It's about, we have it innate in our being to nurture, to make things better. It's all about relationships with other people. Women always prefer to choose, even the most egalitarian societies, women will always prefer to work in positions that are people-oriented. Teachers, nurses, who else? Psychologists, I think. Yeah, so it's all about that relational aspect of how we communicate with other people. We're very interested in that. We're very interested in relationships. And so that's why it's a different type of an energy when, I'm not saying her first priority has to be the relationship, but she's much more involved in terms of how does this relationship feel, right? Like, what is the atmosphere in the house? What is the atmosphere in the home? How are my children feeling, right? We're much more concerned about that intuitively than masculine men. His mission is like protect, provide, boom, go. My priority is like, how does this feel? You know, so it's a different dynamic. To answer your question, yes, it is different than a man says she would do anything. I mean, I don't know. I don't like this phrase. She'd do anything for me. Like anything, what? Cut your finger, cut your heart out. Like, no, you know, where are your boundaries here? So it's a tricky question, but it's a very good one. Thank you. Okay, Julia's just sharing. He's defeated because he lost his job in COVID and now back to work. Okay. So Jackie, question. I'm talking to a guy who texts and texts and texts, but doesn't ask me out. Do I just sit back and wait? Is there a time when I ask him or stop talking to him? Yeah, that's an interesting situation to be dealing with, Jackie. If he texts and texts and texts, but doesn't ask me out, I'd be like, all right, what's happening here? First of all, Jackie, I always recommend seeing other men. The rule of thirds, I think it's rule number three. Watch that. If you haven't watched that series, highly recommend, because, you know, you don't want to be stuck on one guy putting all your eggs in one basket. And if you just text and texts and like, what is he there for? Right? Just talking? Are you available for talking? What are you available for? What are your boundaries? What is your yes? What is your no? Are you available for just texting and a man who doesn't take action? Probably not. So if that doesn't feel good, question, how does that feel, right? Because that's what we all do when we work together with women. How does it feel? Doesn't feel good, doesn't feel perhaps that you're valued or a priority, then, you know, your answer. Then I would either just totally lean back and stop replying or reply less frequently or communicate your boundary and say, hey, Jack, well, we teach all of that shit sandwich in the course and the program, but your shit sandwich would be communicating, hey, Jack, love talking to you via texts. However, it doesn't feel good when we're just talking because, you know, I want to date and I'm available for dating. And it seems like you're not taking action there. So I'm not sure why, but that's okay. I enjoyed talking to you and good luck, you know. So focus on your feeling when you're communicating that to men, but make sure that first and foremost, you drop down into how does that feel. I'm assuming it doesn't feel good. So it's like moving on. And if he is serious or wants to pursue you, he'll come back and pursue you. Okay. Question. Yeah, you don't need a pen pal. That's right. Let's answer this last question. How can I as a woman feel loved while allowing my man to feel free? How do I ask for more reassurance and communication without seeming needy? Great question. That basically the answer to that is working with us and enrolling into the program. Into the claim program. I think Krishna is your name. I think, yeah, what I would really recommend is watching the 10-episode series where I answer in detail all of these questions because it seems like you're new to my work. And then I would recommend also watching the webinar, girlskill.com/webinar, where we talk about the three shifts that, you know, a woman who's struggling perhaps to attract committed masculine men. So let's say if your pattern is attracting emotionally unavailable men or feminine men, then I would really recommend you watch that webinar. And if you're interested in working together, we can do that. Because these are big questions, right? How can I as a woman feel loved while allowing my man to be free? There's a whole philosophy about it. There's a whole toolkit and a toolbox that we use. So I hope that helps. Sorry, I couldn't answer this in a minute. Yeah. And so, you know, if you have questions or anything else, DM me on Instagram and I'll be making episodes and things. So much love to you all and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand, and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you, is through embracing your feminine nature, is through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.